Welcome to Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy, where I help you go through some of the overlooked health issues that we as women go through during womanhood. Welcome to another episode of Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy. So in this episode, I'm going to look a little deeper into the often misunderstood area of menopause, and I'm particularly focusing on weight management and the challenges around that, the challenges that women face during menopause about weight management. So contrary to popular belief, weight gain isn't only attributed to a slowing down of the metabolism. People often say, oh, as you get older, your metabolism slows, therefore you tend to put on weight. I'm going to look at why traditional exercise and nutrition approaches, the way we look at nutrition, kind of fall short and kind of give some actionable nutritional strategies to combat weight gain and body composition changes and look at it kind of effectively. So let's begin. Why women gain weight during menopause? So I'm going to kind of kick to the curb some of the myths. I'm going to look at the impact of estrogen and the decline of estrogen. I'm going to look at the role of cortisol and stress, which is so important, and people kind of forget about that. And also take a little look at insulin resistance. Perimenopause marks the transition to menopause, and the way that we recognize it is by having fluctuating hormone levels, which is a particular decline in estrogen. So as we know, estrogen plays a major role in regulating our metabolism and our fat distribution. Our bodies have estrogen receptors from top to bottom. We're walking estrogen globule. And then when the estrogen goes haywire, our bodies go haywire. So as the estrogen levels decrease, there's a tendency for fat to be redistributed to the abdominal area, and when we look at it, we have a bulging tummy leading to weight gain. That's what happens in effect. Again, changes in hormone levels during perimenopause can also affect insulin sensitivity, leading to insulin resistance in some women. Now, insulin resistance results in increased fat storage. Simple as that, particularly around the midsection. So you've got the estrogen that regulates metabolism and fat distribution. Then we've got insulin sensitivity, which can result in increased fat storage around the midsection. Then we've got cortisol and stress. Now, perimenopause often coincides with increased stress levels. I would say that perimenopause and menopause is one of the most stressful events that can happen to a woman, bar pregnancy and, of course, bar moving house. This can elevate cortisol levels. I was just talking about this the other day on my Instagram stories. So as we know, cortisol is a stress hormone. So high cortisol levels are associated with abdominal fat, so the accumulation of weight around the waist, contributing to weight gain. So there's your three factors there that can contribute to weight gain, and it's got nothing to do with your metabolism slowing down. Let's have a look at why old exercise and nutrition strategies don't work later in life when they used to work before. So, you know, during this time, that during the change, we need to adapt to our changing needs. There's an importance of resistance training, and studies shown it's extremely effective. We've got to reassess and relook at our eating habits. Start again with your eating habits. And we've also got to look at managing stress. So traditional exercise and nutrition strategies may not be as effective during perimenopause, because of our changing hormonal profile. There's an hormonal imbalance. It's as simple as that. So for example, when the estrogen levels decline, this can impact muscle mass and metabolism. So at this point, we need to adjust the exercise routines and our food intake to align with the decreasing levels of estrogen. At this time, we've also got muscle loss. So with age and hormonal changes, there's a natural tendency to lose muscle mass and also bone mass as well. And this can lower our metabolic rate. So our metabolic rate is our sort of resting rate. So traditional exercise routines that focus solely on cardio may not adequately address our need for strength training to preserve our lean muscle mass. So strength training promotes muscle growth and it promotes bone density, the increase of bone density, where cardio doesn't really help that at all. If we look at our metabolic slowdown as well, while metabolism does naturally slow down with age, it happens to everybody, men and women, also the decline in estrogen during perimenopause, that can further contribute to metabolic changes. So changes happening within the body. It makes it more challenging to hold on to our weight using the old strategy. So at this point, we can reassess what we're doing. We're doing exercises and routines that work pre-perimenopause. These exercises are not going to work going forward. If we look at nutrition and ways to combat weight gain and our body composition changes, we can prioritize protein. And I know I go on about protein, but it works. And if something isn't broke, don't fix it. So we need to look at the importance of adequate protein intake, and protein supports muscle retention. It supports muscle growth. We need to look at incorporating healthy fats. Healthy fats are just as important as protein because they play a major role in hormone regulation and promoting metabolic health. We've got to look at fiber-rich foods. These aid digestion, they stabilize our blood sugar levels, and they promote fullness as well as protein. They keep you satiated. They keep you fuller for longer. We've got to look at mindful eating as well. Mindful eating practices can foster a healthy relationship with food and prevent overeating. So just to recap, it's crucial during perimenopause to have adequate protein, to eat enough protein, eat enough chicken, fish, beef, pork, soy, beans, pulses, to support muscle retention and metabolism. This will help in the decline that will happen during perimenopause and menopause. But if you have adequate protein, you can in fact keep the muscle mass that you have and also promote more muscle mass. Healthy fats again are essential for hormone production and regulation. So look at omega-3 fatty acids. Look at avocados. Look at almonds. These can support metabolic health and keep you fuller for longer. Fiber-rich foods, as I said, regulate the blood sugar levels and keep you feeling fuller for longer, aiding you in your weight management. And as I said before, practicing mindful eating techniques can help us become more attuned to our hunger and our fullness cues, stop us craving, stop us overeating, and it promotes a balanced approach to nutrition. So overall, these issues that I've spoken about occur due to the complex interplay of the hormonal changes that happen in our bodies during perimenopause and menopause. Our metabolism shifts, Hormones are all over the place, causing a whole load of issues and lifestyle factors changes. Again, causing a whole load of hormonal issues and lifestyle factors during perimenopause. And it's understanding the mechanics around this that's essential so that we can develop an effective strategy to manage weight and support overall health during this transitional phase. It's so important for our own peace of mind that we manage this aspect of perimenopause. So no one wants to really put on weight intentionally. It's different if you want to put on weight intentionally, but if you're not doing anything different and all of a sudden your clothes are not fitting you the way that they used to, the scale hasn't changed, but your composition has, and you don't feel the same, you feel that you've lost control of your body, these are the little things that you can do to try and get back that control. Help see some changes. Incorporate strength training if you can, at least 3 times a week. Up your water. Look at eating protein. You should look at eating protein with every single meal. Protein with breakfast is easy. Salmon, eggs, that's easy. Look at protein for your lunch. Look at protein for your dinner. Add protein to every meal that you have. The more protein you have, guaranteed, it will keep you fuller and you will start seeing some changes if you also add in the strength training. Thank you for listening. I hope this episode has helped you understand a little bit about weight gain, weight management around perimenopause and menopause, and gives you some ideas to incorporate into your daily strategies. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy. Please stay tuned for future episodes and do please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow me on Instagram at dnice.fitness. That's D-N-Y-C-E. Or via my website, dnicefitness.co.uk. I'd love to hear from you. And if you have questions of your own or need advice about your health and well-being or womanhood in general, please do send them through my way and I'll respond directly and also in future episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by D-Nice Fitness and produced by the great team at the Podcast Boutique. I'm your host, Denise Campbell. Have a wonderful week. Until next time.